September 4th, also known as Labor Day, and we're here at Dragon Con with...
Leanne.
From...
Oh, so sorry. Leanne from TagInTheSeam.com.
And you are one of our proud affiliates.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I guess, first of all, how'd you get into podcasting?
It was all Claire's fault.
And tell us
Claire is my fiancé, and he has always been a big fan of all the patio books and all this stuff. And we sort of played with podcasting last year, but we never really had the equipment or the space. We had a loft, and it was really hard to get the sound right with the 20-foot ceiling.
Yeah, we
stuff.
Have a loft.
We know all
yes.
about
so
that.
So it was really hard. So we just sort of played with it and never really did anything. And then we moved out to the house and have a basement that I've soundproofed and started playing. Well, he started doing something about NASCAR, which is funny because he's a Mac nerd and a NASCAR fan, just good times. And then so I started looking around, and I was like, I don't see any girls doing this. It's just a very small handful, really, mm-hmm. Other than talking about where they're going to go shopping or they look like the girl in that flyer. And so I was like, I have to try to do something fun that's girl but not – ridiculously over-the-top girl stuff, like making guys shave their legs. That was so funny. But so that's why I'll do this because I'm a geek in training, and I thought, you know, if I can pull in more women to listen to this, then more get involved, and we'll just keep going. That's
how
I got started.
So when did your podcast start?
July, I believe. So I or May or June or July. Yeah, not very long at all. And I've been trying to keep up with it once a week. And it's work and it's hard, but I like it. In fact, I'm getting a little more into being a writer sort of then, because a lot of the things I do are I'd get a thought and I'll try to turn into a story, and then I'll edit it and edit it and edit it, you know, and read what I've done. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of interesting because I really like Merle Lafferty. That's what she does.
Yeah.
She, you know.
Yeah, she's cool.
But yeah, I have a notebook full of ideas. So before I even sat down, thought, okay, I'm not going to start this if I can't keep going, you know. So unless I come up with at least 52 ideas, not doing it.
52
for that every week of the year, you know. So I thought, okay, and then I did, and I came up with 52. And
so
just
you're
getting
set
them,
with for the next
with
year.
The ideas and actually getting them done, and then cool things pop up, like the interview with Dr. Culkin from the Women's Institute for Health. I actually nailed. I was like, ooh, so there's okay, and it's 51 that I need now, you know. So things happen, but yeah, I've got ideas. It's just putting them together. Now I'm supposed to do one tomorrow, but I don't know how that's gonna happen when
how
I get home
you,
tonight.
How are you feeling?
I'm
today?
Just gonna run home and go. Okay, I'm supposed to have one tomorrow. Sorry. Stay tuned.
Do you want to tell us a little about how you're feeling today?
Well, you know, we had good times in the podcaster room on Saturday night. Great times. I don't even remember half the people talked to, but I got pictures. So, but we woke up on Sunday.
Blackmail.
Not feeling good at all. And the carpet, they've re-carpeted. Actually, I don't know if this is new. But the carpet in the Hilton is not very good for.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, we're doing an interview.
We're doing
it. But I mean.
Well, I'll do it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
yeah,
okay.
Just in the middle of an interview, that's all.
Edit point.
That's okay.
Edit point.
Edit. No, you go.
Yeah.
It's not a pause. But what was I saying? Oh,
the carpet in the Hilton.
The carpet in the Hilton is not good for hangovers at all. Or if you have any remote chance of being a vertigo victim, and you look down and look up, especially after the hangover, that was.
You had some wine trapped in your little
my little
thing, right?
My little lanyard.
Yeah.
Had because I carried around a Camelback Saturday that has the little tube, and so it's
Okay, so I guess we won't try to, you know, talk about your drunken debauchery too much on the interview, but I don't want to give people the wrong idea.
Wrong idea about Dragon Con.
But back to the
yeah, they wouldn't have gotten that from the orgy podcast.
No, they would not
Friday
have gotten
night,
that.
Or whatever that was.
Why is your show called Tag in the Seam?
I don't know. I don't have a good reason. Well, I do and I don't.
Well, you must have had some reason for thinking
about it. I sat around and I thought, okay, I don't want to sound cutie. It's the whole, I'm a female, but I'm not. I work on cars and build stuff, but I don't want to, but I sort of like pink. It's, you know, so what I was trying to do was do this empowering thing, and you have to be really careful with this line because I thought a lot of women are really, really aware of what is written on the tags in their clothes, like what size they are. And there is a lot of women who are like that. And so I was trying to come across an idea that it doesn't matter, and I haven't come up with a catch line that, you know, but does that make sense? I'm not even making sense to where I was like, you know, tagging the seam, it's the right size kind of thing, which sounds so cheesy, but I couldn't think of something.
That's actually a pretty good tagline.
So I was trying to think of something that for women to say, I don't really care if you're size 2 or size 22. It does not matter. Mm-hmm. Quit, you know, mm-hmm. So. Actually, I think Claire came up with that. We were sitting around one night, and I mean, I was scribbling and scribbling. I looked at every single sign on the road. You know, I was trying to think of cute stuff, and I'm like, you know, right turn only, no. Stop, no. You know, Taco Bell, no.
This is not the Taco Cat.
No. So I could not come up with anything at all. So that was, and it sort of stuck. I mean, it turned out to be, you know, okay and cute, and then I drew my little girl.
Yeah, what's up with the girl? Because I thought at first that was supposed to be you, but she doesn't really look like you.
Yeah, well, I needed a tune for T-shirts and things, and I sat on my porch one night and just started, you know, scribbling and drawing, because I took art classes forever, but obviously, I'm okay at it.
I couldn't draw that.
But I kept drawing, and I didn't want to. I wanted to be a girl, but I didn't want it to look just like me. Mm-hmm. But then people say, "Well, it sort of does." Well, my hair's not long, so or black. So, but I just wanted to get the face across of a female, kind of going, you know, the whole one eyebrow raise thing that I cannot do.
Ironic.
I wish I could.
Am I doing it?
Yes, because that says so much without saying a word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but no, I totally just drew that at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then went up and scanned it and started. You know, photoshopping it in. Mm-hmm. But I thought, I just needed a girl thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that bad to do this totally?
No.
Well, I know. I'm so insecure about that. No, but what?
Do you think that insecurity in podcasting is
bad? Well, it's
thing.
Because like the first day we were sitting in there, and all these people were jumping up and saying who they were in their mm-hmm. podcast. I was surrounded by men. Mm-hmm. Did you not? You noticed that?
No, it's
that.
Like I told you when we met in the hall. Sausage you were like,
fest.
It's a sword fight in there. It's
yes,
totally
sausage
is.
Party.
And it like, was.
Can I just say when we came into the panel before the one that we were just on? We were just on podcast directories. We came in the middle of. Talk back to the podcasters. Mm-hmm. And boy, oh boy, I know Summer was the one female up there on the panel, and Swoopy was up there, obviously, but that just seemed like a real, just like testosterone.
I thought so too.
I was just like, I can't handle this anymore. This is so, so annoying.
It is. And that's why I'm like,
just shut up.
You know, I don't know whether to scream out loud and say, listen to me, or.
Do you think there's any general explanation for why girls don't do this? Or, I mean, it's kind of a terrible thing to ask.
No.
There has to be, why?
I think Murr said it really well, where she said a lot of women aren't early adopters to, and you're not either, to new stuff like that. Like, you piddle in it and you kind of go,
here's the thing about early adopter with me. I'm a geek. I've always been a geek. So I guess to some people I'd be an early adopter. But, like, you know, I'm not an early adopter in the sense of, like, the latest thing comes out and I'm instantly like, ooh, cool, I want it. You know, I want to know, like, why.
What is it?
Why
is
it? Like, it's not just the new cool thing. Like, what is the point?
Right. You know? I think for me anyway, I tend to walk around the geek in the house and kind of look over shoulder and see, not that I'm afraid of it, but I'm like, do I really want to listen to all that? What is the podcast? What are you talking about? You know, okay, we'll put it in your nano and do stuff with it. And I think a lot of women are more, they stick their toe in the water first before they jump in the pool. And I think it's a smart thing.
You say you work on cars. Like, why do you think it's more women don't work on cars first?
I don't know. I think they clearly should. We have smaller hands. We will not knock our nails off.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, trying to get to an oil filter, for example, is very difficult for me sometimes.
I can do it. And that's because I grew up around boys. Yeah. I have brothers, so I know how to do a lot of that stuff. Like our podcast studio that I built in our basement, I built it. Mm-hmm. I drywalled it. I framed it.
What did you do to soundproof it? How'd that work?
Since we're in the basement, we've got the insulation from the underneath. So the ceiling's pretty much set. I happened to run into Home Depot, and they had a crap load of the boating carpet, which has worked fine, really, and it was on sale. And so I bought just bunches of rolls of this carpet, and it's staple gunned up on the wall, just all the way around the wall. Mm-hmm. And then when we do talk, we face that corner of the room, and it sounds fine. We do turn our air conditioner off because you get the hum of the air.
We have,
AC.
We have the same issue.
I don't know how to get rid of it.
Nightmare in there.
Yeah, so it gets a little.
It does get warm.
Downstairs, I'm kind of waiting for winter.
So then tell us, you know, for people who haven't listened to your show, how long are your shows, and are they usually just you, or do you have other people on, or what?
Typically, my shows run anywhere from as short as 5 minutes, if I'm having like a week like today, where I'll say something, let you know that I haven't just fallen off the planet, but they typically stay under 30 minutes, because I feel like that's the perfect commute time in Atlanta is 30 minutes. It's the perfect attention span. What was the other question about my shows? Are you typically...
Is it you or...
Actually, the first two or three shows was seriously just me, and you can tell my voice gets better and better because Claire is sitting there. He's like the little producer guy staring at me. Do you know how hard that is to do? And I tend to stand up. I sound better when I'm standing up, so I stand up in these mics. We got the pop filters and all this crap, and then Claire's just standing there looking at me like I'm ready, and I'm like... And I'm trying to not sound like a moron, but I did do a show where I had two girls I interviewed about what they used to shave. So I brought in two females and two males. The two males, that was the whole portable thing where I made them shave, and that is funny because we had the vibrating razor and whining. And then afterwards I had the two girls. But typically it is just me. Yeah. I mean, I'm not limited to it. Uh-huh. If I have – asked people, I've got interviews lined up for issues like my friend with breast cancer is going to come in and talk. Something as super serious as that to, you know, being retarded and, you know, shaving your legs, you know. So trying to pull in different audiences. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a girl, really. Yeah. But I think representing the girl voice behind all the chicky things, that's not too offensive to say.
It's not offensive.
Because I know if you say
offensive. We say much more.
We say much
things.
Worse. So it's if there's anything really offensive you'd like to say, go ahead.
You can go ahead.
Oh,
and
I
knock
could.
It out.
You should.
Yeah. You can go ahead and knock it out.
Get that out of your system.
I'm trying to be nice. You should hear me on because Saturday nights are usually the nights we all come to the house and have several people do a podcast downstairs, and woo, we have good times out there and grill and drink and have whoa. And
then
then we play downstairs and do our stuff because a couple of people come over and do our promos or read their books or whatever.
Because
we've got that quiet basement, so people like to run over to the house.
Yeah. Next year, I think when we move, we'll get a quiet studio. Right now, we just can't really.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a loft with ceilings like. Probably even higher than this with concrete floors.
Oh, yeah. Ours were 20 feet, so it was the two-story. So,
yeah.
I mean, echoed straight.
So, yeah.
So, is there anything else you'd like to say about your podcast or podcasting or anything, DragonCon?
Huh. I think podcasting's fun. I think it's a little more work than what I thought it was. Because when you first hear it, you're thinking, oh, this is fun. I can get in there with a microphone and just talk, and it'd be good times. And then when you hear yourself back and you say every 5 seconds and you do, and then you get mad at yourself when you're editing, you're like, oh, if I say that word one more time, you know, and you keep, I think if you, I want to encourage more women to do this, but I think you really need to be ready to sit down and be able to not only put good content out there, but to learn how to use GarageBand and Audacity, you not throw it off to somebody else, because that I think you should try to own that yourself, and then be able to analyze your own voice, which is hard to put headphones and listen to your own voice and critique it. Yeah. People don't even like to hear themselves on answering machines.
Yeah.
So, but I'm having a lot of fun, and there are weeks I'll get stressed. Like it'll be Wednesday, I'm like, I have nothing, and I'll just come up with something out of the top of my head. As far as DragonCon, I love DragonCon. DragonCon is fun. This is third year we're coming to DragonCon, but actually this is the first year I've actually run around to do panels because of podcasting panels. Otherwise, I just sort of play and run around and stick my head in stuff. My podcast? Should I do? I mean, I don't know. I've talked about it. I don't know.
You should plug the URL for one thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead and plug all your stuff for
the
end here.
Taggingthesteam.com is the actual URL where it's the WordPress site where you can listen to everything directly off that. And then our site is mat9.com where we host the other stuff of the podcast we've pulled up underneath and offer services like the editing and all that kind of stuff and voice talent because I've already been pimped out for voice talent. I am on somebody's phone service now.
Sweet.
How cool is
that?
How cool is that?
Very nice
so we have some skills and services we're trying to throw out there later.
Very
All right, cool.
Thanks
a lot.
Thanks a lot
Excellent.
For sitting down
Excellent.
With us.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar who would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us by emailing info@gapodcastnetwork.com or calling 678-389-9441. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.